I always was taught if there's a problem, there's always an answer. You may not like the answer, but there's an answer to every problem. And just do it. Or you can be like everyone else and just complain. So I decided to open up a store. Everybody thought that I was crazy. They said it couldn't be done. It's going to take too much money to remodel that whole building. And then I kept hearing about, you know, there's not enough people. Nobody's going to support you. Nobody's going to support you. It was a lot of negativity. But I didn't see it like that. I saw an opportunity. I thought about the community because you have to catch 3 buses to get to a store from the Lower Ninth Ward. And the closest store is Walmart, and that's in the next city. That's totally unacceptable in my neighborhood. And for that reason alone, I said, I'm going to do it. And I put everything into that. I remember when you used to come by giving me water when I was over there repairing the building.
Yeah, no, scaring the daylights out of me up there on top of the roof. The roof was so badly damaged. I think someone maybe had set the place afire or fire or something.
Once upon a time.
But thank God it was cinder blocks.
Uh-huh.
But the roof part was still intact. Well, not intact, but it was still there, and it had to be torn down. And that's what frightened me. You tearing that roof down, just you and your friend Walter. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. I used to cry for you all the time. I would pray, you know, pray for you all the time. Please, God, take care of these two guys up here on this roof.
It was hard, but it was fun. It was fun. I love seeing...
It was fun to you, but it was scary to me. Scary in more ways than one, because there's boards up there that could be falling on your head, lots of nails, trash and debris on the floor that you had to crawl over and well, I'm in the middle of it, too. So
I mean, one time, Walter and I came in there to work on a roof, and they had a big snake
that
was in
there. Oh, my goodness. Now, you see, if you would have told me that, I would not have come there anymore. That would have been the end. You'd been on your own for real.
I had to get a broom.
Oh, a broom.
I had to get a broom. I wasn't going to let no snake stop me, because we had a lot of work to do.
He would have stopped me.
I got rid of the snake, and we just kept on rebuilding, kept on going.
I'm glad you didn't tell me.
It was, like I said, it was fun to me. What motivated me the most was seeing, because a lot of people that was walking by, who used to get off the bus with the groceries coming from Walmart, they didn't see me on the roof because I was up looking down at them. And they would stop in the middle of the street just to relax and then pick the bags back up. That made me work harder. We went many, many times, hours without eating because we was working, you know, against, you know, the time.
Oh, I knew that's why I used to bring water and food there for you.
So you think we make a good team?
Well, I think we have already.